Trump. Is that a good looking king right there?
Free family photos.
Oh my God. Oh my God, is this person putting their kid in front of a sign that says Trump for King and then taking photos of their kid? We live in the most dystopian hellscape possible. Oh my God. All right, everybody, things are heating up in Washington, D.C. I mean, literally heating up in the sense that it's over 100 degrees today and people are dropping like flies at Trump's fair. But it's also metaphorically heating up as a battle of good versus evil is developing in front of all of our eyes. As I make this video, a large crowd moving through D.C. chanting 8647 with a Declaration of Independence banner are making their way towards the White House. 8647, of course, means impeach Donald Trump, remove him from office, and they are making their voices heard. At the very same time this is happening, we have neo-Nazi, white supremacist, Patriot Front lunatics walking through DC with masks on. They are marching with Confederate flags, American flags, and chanting very racist, anti-Semitic, anti-immigration, overall just anti-America language. I've already made multiple videos about these guys, so we're not going to spend the entire video on this, but can I just say, it effing disgusts me as a young dude growing up in a country seeing these lunatics carrying Confederate flags, we beat the Confederacy, and saying that immigrants don't belong here when we're built on immigration. I have immigrants in my family who are great contributors to this country, and I hate seeing people like this trying to tear down what America truly is. But we're going to continue to push forward. Push the truth on the Adam Mockler feed. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the feed below. It really means the world every single time one of you guys hits the like button or drops a blue heart in the comment section. It helps boost these videos at a time when it feels like the algorithm is full of this right-wing, outrage, lie machine. But to continue, the battle of good versus evil is rapidly developing across the country. In Philadelphia right now, the largest demonstration of veterans since the Vietnam era is taking place, and friend of the show Jolly Good Ginger is on the ground reporting.
All right, we're running into the police. The Philadelphia police are here. This is not a permitted protest. We did not ask for permission. We did not get a permit. We just took the streets.
And now the police are responding, obviously, to our presence. So far, they're not fucking with us.
This is the largest veteran-led action since the Vietnam backlash.
Fucking largest veteran-led action since Vietnam.
And it's not just us. It's community groups. There's PSL over there. There's labor organizers, trade unions. We should have been doing this 20 years ago. The next best time to start this is now.
Facts. It's time for us as a people to collectively get together, raise our voices, and raise hell.
I really love these signs. Healthcare, not warfare. Military off of our streets. Conscience takes courage. End the wars at home and abroad. Duty to disobey illegal orders. Shout out to all of the veterans marching in Philadelphia today. Shout out to all of the veterans watching this channel. I mean, I appreciate every single person that watches this feed, and I know many people out there have sacrificed themselves for this country. I see your emails. I read your comments. It's really a disheartening thought. Imagine fighting for your country abroad, thinking that you're reclaiming American democracy and fighting fascism, and then you go home, and it's the year 2026, and the president of the United States is acting in a fascist manner. So shout out to everybody on the streets. I really love the energy. I love the energy so much. This is another video of the same exact crowd marching through the streets of Philly with all of their signs. This is what America is about. Let's now contrast that with what's going on back in Washington, D.C. at Donald Trump's hellish fair. And when I say hellish, I literally mean it's as hot as hell right now. Matt Rain, friend of the show, says, I'm here at the Great American State Fair and just spoke with a few EMTs that said people are dropping like flies in the heat. Saw a younger woman be carted off in a medical vehicle right after. He then posts from inside the camp. He says, this is the scene here at one of the cordoned off medical areas inside of a main tent. They have They keep having to make more space as more people are brought in. There is no AC. Wait a minute, am I reading that right? So inside the medical tent, there's actually no AC. Imagine these National Guard members who are walking the streets in D.C. They're probably hot as absolute hell. We then have more anti-Trump protesters marching towards the White House chanting 8647. This is real patriotism. Hey! That is what they are chanting in this video right here. They're holding a massive Declaration of Independence banner as they're walking down the street, holding signs that say impeach, remove, restore our democracy. This one says wake up America. 8647 literally just means impeach Trump and remove him from office, but they're trying to, Republicans are trying to turn it into this weird, violent call to action. Nobody in the audience, nobody in the crowd right there is walking around chanting, kill the president. They're walking around chanting, remove him and restore our democracy. That is what that means, and don't let them distort that or twist that in any way. At the fair that Donald Trump is currently hosting today, there is more melting of the structures. The exhibits are quite literally melting down. There is spray expansive foam just falling down the side of these exhibits. Some of them are falling apart entirely. You can see, waiting to get into the fair today, there were a bunch of MAGA adjacent people. And how do I know they were MAGA adjacent? How do I know they're not just normal Americans that want to see the fair? Because of the type of signs that they're holding. This one says, Melania equals beautiful, Michelle equals handsome. It's so incredibly obvious, the problem with our country. The problem with our country are people like Donald Trump, the leaders in power who are stoking, emboldening, and basically incentivizing this type of hatred to be spread around the country. Obviously, the guy holding the sign is a piece of shit himself. Anybody who is being racist or transphobic or homophobic or in any way, and they're spreading hate on this day, they are a piece of shit. But it comes in a top-down manner. It's like trickle-down bigotry, if you want to call it that. It's like the president of the United States constantly spreading election fraud lies, constantly demeaning where President Obama was born and questioning that, constantly trying to shit on the other side, posting AI photos of them being arrested, dehumanizing Democrats. It leads to people like this. The 250th celebration of America should be one of love. Not hating your fellow Americans, not hating the people near you, but of love. What do we see in Washington, D.C. right now? We see fascist groups walking around being let in by police officers. The police officers aren't doing anything. Local police stood back and stood by as Patriot Front exited at the Maryland and deposited their Metro cards back into a plastic bag held by a Patriot Front member. I'm not asking for the three police officers to start clashing with the dozens and dozens of white nationalists, but can we not embolden this? Can we not be standing there and acting like it's all normal? I swear to God, the police officers are probably going to monitor that Veterans March more so than they're going to monitor the white nationalist in Donald Trump's DC, the massive group of white nationalists. Let me show you this video right here of Trump supporters standing outside of the fair with Trump 1 signs. Honestly, this entire celebration has been hijacked, perverted, and distorted to be something that is fundamentally anti-American. The celebration that was supposed to happen of, you know, arts and crafts, music, dance, everything that's great about America, love, diversity, a melting pot where people can coexist with competing interests but still build towards a great life, that is all stripped away for this faux fair. It's an absolutely shitty fair that is going on with scamming done from Trump, corruption in order to create the fair. You get there and there are Christian nationalist themes injected. There's Nazis marching through DC. There's Trump supporters trying to shit on Michelle Obama for no reason. And then there's these people.
Tomorrow we will all say, oh hail King Trump!
MAGA Fest.
Oh hail the king!
After the fireworks tonight, we took the idea from the demonic demon rats. So after the fireworks tonight, we're going to make them king. King Trump. Is that a good-looking king right there?
free family photos.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Is this person putting their kid in front of a sign that says Trump for King and then taking photos of their kid? We live in the most dystopian hellscape possible. Oh my God.
Give me a Christmas card. Green Trump.
You'll love it one day.
That's great. Good.
Thank you.
It's a good shot. That's your photo. It's your phone. Free photo. Next one up. All right.
I think that a huge indicator of having a low IQ is if you call the Democratic Party the Demon Rats, or if you call it the Democrat Party. It's not called the Democrat Party. It's the Democratic Party. Sorry, not to be that guy, but it's called the Democratic Party. To continue, here is Patriot Front right down the street from this fair, right down the street from this crazy scene. Here is them walking in to the Eastern Market Metro stop in Washington, D.C. And they walk in and they can't figure out how to use the Metro card, the Metro stop. And they start to get yelled at by the people working there. He's like, guys, one at a time, figure this out. These loser idiot chuds who are neo-Nazi fascists claim that they're going to reclaim America. They can't even reclaim a bus station, homie. I'm sorry, this is so funny. Look at the worker yelling at them.
Give it a minute. Back in the line. Get another card from Sam. It's right there.
He said, give it a minute. Get another card and try again. Like, these idiots can't figure out how to work the damn train station. At the same time, we just learned that Mount Olive Pickles, a pickle company that is very famous, I've heard of it many times, I'm sure you guys have as well, they just withdrew from the Great American State Fair over a Confederate flag display. I know that I'm kind of shifting your guys' attention through a few different stories, but I'm trying to paint a picture of a contrast happening in America. The juxtaposition, if you will, of these fascists, not just like, oh, they have fascists, these actual Nazis walking through the streets. And I'm not just using the term fascist for fun. I mean the actual Nazis walking through the streets of DC. There is a juxtaposition to be painted between these people who wrap themselves in the flag and claim to be patriots. They call themselves Patriot Front, but they hate America. They hate the fact that America is a nation built off of immigrants' labor. They hate the fact that America is a nation that allows inclusivity, that allows diversity of religion. They hate the fact that we're not a Christian nation, and they hate the fact that we are a democracy where everybody gets a say. They hate America. They hate everything about America. I want to juxtapose that between the Veterans March that we saw earlier, or even the large crowd moving through DC with an independence banner, either that crowd or the Veterans March. The difference is, these are people who find America to be imperfect, but they don't hate the fundamental ideals of America. All of the people protesting here, many of them I'm sure, are veterans. They are veterans walking through the streets with their family members, with their friends, because they see an America that they fought for, that they want to improve. There is a version of America where we're all able to reach our fullest potential. Whether you are a Muslim person, whether you are Christian, whether you are Jewish, whether you are any religion, whether you are gay, straight, a man, a woman, no matter what situation you're born into in America, no matter who you are, you should be able to reach your fullest potential. That is the America that I envision. That is the America that I want to build towards throughout my life. That is the same America that I'm assuming, I don't want to speak for the people there, that's the same America that they want. It's the same America that we all see, and we are being drug away from that version of America due to the current administration. Back to Donald Trump's fair. I mean, I just got this notification 2 minutes ago. They're actually starting to consider canceling some of it, it seems like. It says, from the Freedom 250 account, the safety of our guests, performers, and staff is our top priority. Oh, really? Is that why you won't allow water bottles, coolers, or AC into this incredibly hot event? It says, United States Park Police, National Park Service, and Secret Service, all public safety partners are actively monitoring weather conditions. Freedom 250 will share updates on programming. Please stay close to our official channels for updates. So they're basically saying that they're thinking of canceling some of the events taking place. I'm not going to lie. Good. They should cancel these events. I mean, honestly, they're already just laundering money, basically, in order to put on a shitty fair. Donald Trump is already terrified that his speech tonight is going to draw no crowd whatsoever, and we're going to be covering that speech. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Ockler feed with notifications on if you appreciate the coverage that we provided, because I'm going out with some of my team and my girlfriend tonight in Chicago. We're going to go have some fun, but at some point throughout the night, I told my producer, who I'm going out with, we should pull off to the side and record a quick 10 to 15 minute update about how the fair is going, how the fireworks went, how Donald Trump's speech went. My girlfriend is saying she has a very, very bad feeling about the fireworks tonight. Usually they set off about 20,000 fireworks in 20 minutes. Now they're aiming to do 850,000 fireworks because Donald Trump wants to set some sort of Guinness World Record, right? But thankfully, if we know one thing about Trump, it's that he prioritizes safety, scientific methodology. He prioritizes people's needs, prioritizes, I can't even say this with a straight face. This guy is going to ruin DC tonight. He might actually set it on fire with the direction that this is going. I think they should cancel it. Honestly, look at these massive lines waiting outside full of like random MAGA people, probably just some Americans that want to go, right? And it's totally fine if you want to go to this fair. I was actually going to go with my girlfriend and make some content, but we decided against it. They're all standing in these long lines where it's hot as fuck. Like, look at this. This is absurd. Even in the first 10 seconds of this, I see a guy with a rag on his head. It seems like that might be his daughter as well, with a rag on her head as well. I see people who are struggling to even stand there. Look it. I mean, this must absolutely blow. There is somewhat of a line developing today. Oh my God, look at the National Guard guys. It must be hot as hell being in this National Guard gear. But there is somewhat of a line forming today, but these people are being cooked out in the heat. Let's listen to Amanda Moore break down what it's like there.
Great American State Fair. It's actually more like a failed MAGA playground. Tiny congested rooms dedicated to each state line the fields of the mall, leaving large green space empty of people. And during the day, empty of shade. You also have to go through airport-style security to even get onto the premises. Sure, it's 100 degrees outside, but sorry. No bags, no full-size sunblock, no blankets to sit on as you eat your $20 cheeseburger in the sun. And no napkins either. At least not on days 3 and 4 of the fair when I was here, and they told me they had run out. You can watch a performance by a robotic military dog. Purchase an America is Back hat in the style of a MAGA hat for $40 at the USDA tent. Or maybe you would prefer a Freedom 26 jersey for $200 at the merch tent. The aesthetic seems to be Renaissance Festival, but maybe one that was meant to be an indoor display. The buildings are screen printed and on material that doesn't seem to be holding up to the weather, which might be why they keep closing it every time it drizzles. This includes the model of the arch that Trump wants to build in DC. For the first 4 days of the fair, big boxes inexplicably protruded from the top of the arch. Now, they've added columns. The entire thing is wrinkled and puckered.
I'm sorry, I love the way she's saying this. It's so funny. Amanda Moore is really funny. It's like a dry humor.
Meanwhile, across the mall, the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool, the most secure place in the United States, or at least the most monitored.
Loitering is not permitted.
Even with the area now fenced off, surveillance machines yell at the National Guard for loitering as they patrol the pool. In April, the administration decided to coat the pool with a sealant that they called American flag blue. Less than a week after they started, workers appeared to be picking at the peeling sealant. The reflecting pool has long been plagued with problems, including disgusting water. So the administration added nanobubblers, machines that force oxygen into the water to create movement. Perhaps they would have worked, but days after refilling the pool, the administration removed them for the UFC fight. By the time they were put back in, it was too late. The algae had taken over. At the same time, the American flag blue sealant began to separate from the bottom, leaving chunks of bright blue undercoat and granite visible. Already enraged over the algae, President Trump blamed Antifa vandals for the peeling sealant. At the pool, the algae and the sealant were all that anybody talked about. Many people wanted a souvenir. While chunks of sealant that had blown into the grass were fair game to take, grabbing a floating, unattached piece of sealant from the pool could result in a citation, or even worse. I saw one man be detained and then receive a citation after putting his hands into the water to touch the sealant, though he declined to say what the specific legal charge was.
This is the future that Patriot Front wants. Constant surveillance, constant detainees. I mean, the future that they want would include no non-white people in America. It would be a Christian theocracy. And that is what those Patriot Front losers are walking in the street right now to represent. That's why we have to keep our focus on the true patriots today, the people currently marching through D.C. chanting 8647 with the Declaration of Independence banner, the veterans that are out there or that aren't out there, everyone that's fought for our country, and the people who will continue to restore our democracy, people like you. I appreciate each and every single one of you. Genuinely, happy 4th of July. If you made it this far in the video, drop a blue heart, say what's up, Adam, and I'm going to go out and, you know, enjoy myself with some friends tonight. But we'll keep updating you with videos. Don't worry. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video, and peace out.